Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Lamed Beis, the last daf in Meseches Megillah, as we finish up this next Mesechta in Seder Moed, and we have two more, Be'ez Hashem, that we will start with tomorrow. But now, we have the last Amud, which is itself jam-packed with Halacha L'maisa elements relating to Kriyas HaTorah, which is what this last parak has been about. So we start with the last couple of lines on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Tanya. Tanya, the Gemara says about seven lines up. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im yomru lecha zakenim star, v'yiladim b'nei, if the elders tell you to break something down, and the younger folk tell you to build something, whose advice do you listen to? Star v'al tivne, listen to the older generation, and do not build. Why? They're telling you to break down, and the younger generation is telling you to build up. Doesn't it make more sense to build? No. Mipnei shestira sekenim binyan v'ubinyan na'arim stira. Says the Derech Eretz Zuta, right, this is one of the brises, that many times when zakenim are giving sage advice, and they're telling to break down, because that ultimately they know, they're able to be ro'es hanolad, and they know that it'll eventually lead to binyan. While binyan na'arim stira, sometimes the building of the younger, the ones with less life experience, will end up being stira. V'sim l'davar, how do you remember this? Rechavim ben Shlomo, one of the earliest stories that we have with Rechavim, the son of Shlomo, what led to the splitting of the Malchus was when Shlomo's son Rechavim was looking for advice, and the older generation said, don't tax the people so much, it's too difficult, relax a little bit, which would have been the proper advice to follow, and yet he did not follow the Zakenim, he followed the younger folk, and in that way he enraged people, which led to the Chalukah of the Malchus. So that is Rav Shimon Elazar's statement that we have. Interesting that we have this, the Gemara in Kiddushin even talks about the mitzvah of Bepei Seva Takum, which comes up in Parshas Kedoshim, standing up in front of someone who is a zaken. So the Gemara says zaken usually is ein zaken ela misha kana chachma, but there are some deos in the Tanaim, there in Meseches Kiddushin, towards the end of the first parak, that say that even if a zaken is not misha kana chachma, but just pure zaken, an elderly person, right, not just derech eretz, but part of the mitzvahs asei daraisa. Why? What is their segula? What is their uniqueness? The Rishonim say because they've been through life. Just life's experiences themselves give a person a certain stature, and that is mechayev my respecting and giving honor to him. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses this and mentions this in Reish Nun Zayin in the mitzvah of Kibud Chachamim, there towards the end of Parshas Kedoshim. There, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishorshia mitzvah, Lafisha Iker Heyos Adam Nivra Ba'olam Hu Bibnei HaChachma. So first he says what Zaki means according to the Chazal. Life is about Chachma. Kedesha Yakar Baro, in order to come to understandings of Hashem as much as we can. Or it might be coming to the understanding that we can understand. That's also a level. Alkein ra'i l'bnei adam l'chabed mishisigosa. Therefore, it's appropriate for a person to give kavod to those who have achieved that chachma. U'mitoch kach yis'or rachim ala. And through that, you'll be inspired, and other people will see that I'm giving kavod, so they'll be inspired. That is literally. U'mizeh hashorish perish isi ben Yehuda b'gemar kiddush. And he quotes the gemar, shafilu zakin ashmai, chlomar she'enu chacham. Even a zakin ashmai. Some say ashmai means Russia. But others say, no, it just means he's not a chacham. Hu bichlal mitzvah sheroi l'chavdo. He's also fitting to give kavod to. Why? Mipnei sheberov shanav, in his many years, ra'a vehevin ksas b'masei Hashem v'nifla osav. He went through life, he's had such life experiences, and hopefully that has led them to see and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different and various forms. U'mitoch kach ra'ui l'chavod. And that is where it comes from. U'bitnai shelo yeh bal averus. Shem kei manat v'mikavod, that will be a chil Hashem. But as long as he's not a mechalo Hashem, so then that itself is deserving, and that relates to our Gemara, that when the Zakenim says something, we should give it extra special listening to, because many times stiras zakenim is really binyan. Good. We continue now. Tanur Rabbanan. Makom shemafsikin b'shabiz shachriz sham korin b'mincha. As we mentioned, we do not go 3 days in our lives without Kriyas HaTorah, based on the Gemara at the end of the seventh parak in Baba Kama, the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah. And how do we fulfill this? So we know every Shabbos we lane, but the question is, what about the other lanings? How do they fit in? So we lane Shabbos Mincha, and we lane by Mondays and Thursdays. So Makam Shemavsekin B'Shabbos Shachris Shom Koren B'Mincha B'Mincha Shom Koren B'Sheni B'Sheni Shom Koren B'Chamishi B'Chamishi Shom Koren L'Shabbos Haba Divir B'Meir. Meir says it's much easier on the Baal Koreh. Shabbos morning, you lane a parsha. Then we have, in the afternoon, we lane the first aliyah. Then Monday, we lane the next aliyah. And Thursday, we lane the next aliyah. And you just keep going from where you previously left off. Rabbi Meir says, you don't do any repeat. No, you go, you lane it once, and you continue from where it was left off. We don't pass in that way, obviously. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Makom shemafsikin b'Shabbos, shachris, wherever you left off, Shabbos morning, shom korin b'mincha u'b'sheni u'b'chamishi l'Shabbos haba. There, that's where we lane for Mincha, and again, for Monday, and for Thursday, and for Shabbos Abba, and sometimes we'll lane that even more than once. If you have a Shabbos Chalamoed, you'll lane the same laning over and over again, because we don't say that it counts. Only Shabbos morning is where we continue and go across. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? Why would you lane it again? Right, Pashtus, do you say it counts? Do you say that there is significance? That's what one would say, the simple understanding of the Machlokas. Is there how strong is the significance for the Shabbos Mincha Monday Thursday laning? Is that kind of just, well, we want you to have some Torah, so we'll lane, but it's not really significant in terms of the cycle? Or do we say, no, it is significant? That's the simple understanding. If you look at, so one of the Achronim suggests, the Yad David says, maybe the Machlokas is as follows. Shab Yehuda Savar Shekriyas HaTorah B'Shabbos Shachris Hi Takanoso Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Moshe, the Gemara explains about Baba Kama, Moshe enacted and then Ezra added on. He added on some details. Moshe added on, then Ezra said at least 3 Aliyos, said at least 10 Psukim, right? Different levels of the Takana. So suggest the Yad David that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shabbos morning, that's for Moshe Rabbeinu. Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos Mincha, that's Ezra. So if Moshe Rabbeinu makes the takana, that's it. Ezra can't come along and say, okay, we'll do this in between also. No, Moshe did this, Ezra did this, that's why he doesn't count. And therefore, v'lachein, savar Rabbi Yehuda, shetzorach lasos heker, bein shtei atakanos. And that's why, on Mondays and Thursdays, the Shabbos Mincha, we lane what it does not count. Mashein ked, Rabbi Meir says, it's all, Moshe had an idea, but Ezra HaSofer added to that exact idea, and Ezra also gets credit for the Shabbos morning, because some of the rules of Kriyas HaTorah that we have are from Ezra. So it's all really from Ezra superimposed on Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana. And therefore, it's all equal. Memela, one doesn't have to repeat, one could just continue going. Remeir holds, Shekol din Kriyas HaTorah, hu mitakanes Ezra Bilvad. V'lachein, ein tzorach la'asos shum heker, v'yefshar likro kol pa'am mehecha tzesimu pa'am ha'kodemes, v'chein b'shabes b'shachris. That was what he suggests in terms of the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, there is also a diak there of Soloveitchik had relating to, once we're talking about the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Ezra HaSofer. If you look in the Gemara says, there, the Gemara that we just referred to, Baba Kama Pebezim and Aleph, the Gemara says, Nevi'im Shebeinehem. That's the language of the Gemara. They went 3 days without water, and Emaim El HaTorah, Nil'u, Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem, V'tignu Lahem Shikaran B'Shabbos, U'mafsikam B'Echa B'Shabbos, V'karan B'Sheni, U'mafsikam B'Shlishi V'Revi, V'chulu. That's the Gemara, the Nevi'im Shebeinehem. And then, when the Rambam quotes this Gemara, in Perek Yud Beis and Ilchas Tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tikin shiyukaran b'Torah b'Rabin b'Shabbos u'b'Sheni b'Chamishi b'Shachris k'deish lo yishu shlosh yomim v'lo shmias Torah. The Ezra HaSofer tikin shiyukaran kein b'Mincha b'Chol Shabbos b'Shem Yoshvei Kronos. V'gam hu tikin shiyukaran b'Sheni b'Chamishi shlosh b'Nei Adam v'likum b'Pachos m'Yasar p'Sukim. Okay, and the question is, how do you understand that, as we just mentioned? But it's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in one of his Yartzeit Shiurim that the Gemara says Nevi'im Shebeinehem, and the Rambam changes it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why doesn't the Gemara say Moshe Rabbeinu? Why does the Rambam say Moshe Rabbeinu if it was Nevi'im Shebeinehem? So Soloveitchik explained that maybe when that took place, that story of Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem, it was before Ma'abed Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu achieved his special status of the Nosein HaTorah as the Sirsur for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us, giving us the Torah. He achieved that status at Kabbalah HaTorah. That changed everything. And beforehand, it was Nevi'im Shebeneim. Maybe Moshe was the greatest, but Maimon Har Sinai was what changed that, right? Relating to the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin on Daf Kuf, that everything we do today is not because of any of our avos doing the mitzvahs before Maimon Har Sinai, but because of Har Sinai. That was the defining moment, that even Moshe Rabbeinu's status changed at Maimon Har Sinai, and therefore beforehand there was a takana of the Nevi'im Shebeneim, Moshe being the greatest of the Nevi'im. But afterwards he had the status of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is how the Rambam, who the Rambam is formulating the chiv upon us. He's not telling us the history, really. It's in the Hilchas Tefillah. He's telling us why it's incumbent upon us. That's why he changes it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, there's a lot more based on that Gemara, but for now we will continue. So we have this Machlokes Tanaim. Says the Gemara now, second to last line. Amar Bizera Halacha Makom Shemapsikin Bishah Bishachris Sham Karim Bemincha Ubishini Bechamishi Ulashabas Haba. Right, as we know, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that it does not count in the interim, so we have to start again at the beginning of the parsha the following Shabbos morning. Valema halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. What about, why don't we say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Mishum da'afchi luhu. Why don't you just say halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is because there are different mesorahs. There were different mesorahs who said what. So he wanted to make sure that we knew what the shita was, even if we're not sure exactly who said it, but the shita that we hold up is that it does not count. And again, keep in mind, all of Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur, as we have mentioned, according to Rove, and not a Chovas HaYachid. There is a concept, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. What happens if a Tzibur, they only have one Torah? Let's say a Tzibur only one Torah, and it became Pasul on Shabbos. And they don't have anything to lean from. So what do you do? Or let's say a Tzibur doesn't have a Torah. So what do you do? So there is a concept, even though we know that if you miss some of laning, you do not have to make it up. It's not a chovas hayachid. It's a chovas hatzibur. But if an entire tzibur, so there are some poskim that say that the following Shabbos, they should lane the entire parsha as the first aliyah. And then if a tired tzibur, let's say, goes in one of the weeks that Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz are off. So if an entire tzibur misses, so you can have, if you have a whole minyan, then you can lay that entire parsha into the next parsha at the beginning. But again, to have the continuity, like our Gemara here is discussing. But again, what we paskin is that you only need a continuity from Shabbos morning to Shabbos morning. Okay, top line. Tana Rabbanan. Poseach v'roeh golel u'mivarech. What happens when you get an aliyah? So the Olel looks, Poseach opens the Torah, v'roeh, and sees, golel, closes it again, u'mivarech. And then says the bracha, bracha rishona, bracha lefaneha. V'chozer u'poseach, v'korei divrei Rabbi Meir. And then afterwards he's chozer, and he opens it again, and he reads it, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that you close the Torah. Close the Torah before you make the bracha shelafaneha. Rabbi Yehuda omer no. Poseach v'roeh u'mivarech v'korei. You open it, you look to where the aliyah is going to start, and you make the bracha right then, and v'korei. My time, we'll get back to that. My time of Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir say not to leave it open? What's the problem? Kidu'ula. Da'amar'ula. Mipneima amru ha'korei b'torah. Lo yisayel l'maturgaman. Why do we say that the one who is laning the Torah shouldn't help, or shouldn't be the maturgaman, the one that we have mentioned a number of times in the Masechta, the one who says over the psukim in Targum, which we say we don't do today because we don't understand the Targum. Kidei shelo yomru Targum kasu b'torah. We don't want the Balkari saying it because then people might get the misimpression that the Targum is written in the Torah. And therefore, we can't have him say it. So, just like that chash exists there, hachanami kidei shelo yomer brachas suvin b'torah. And here too, that's a reason. Rabbi Meir says you got to close the Torah before you make the brachas, so people shouldn't think that the brachos are written in the Torah, and that's what he's reading from. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, come on, targum ikalamite. Brachas like a lamiti. The Targum are the psukim. They're just translated. So maybe there people might think mistakenly that that's in the Torah. The brachos, everybody knows the brachos aren't in the Torah. Like a lamiti, and therefore there is no worry about people thinking that the brachos are in the Torah. And if the brachos are in the Torah, that's pasul. What about Megillas Esther? Megillas Esther, we know, as we mentioned, we had back on Daf Yutes. That was the line that encapsulated what we've said many times throughout this Masechta, as we summarize it here on the last day of Masechta's Megillah. That Megillas Esther is very different than all the other Kisvei HaKodesh. It is the segue between the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. It is, to use Rav Zsolti's language, it's Torah Shebal Peh, which was written down and was put into Kisvei HaKodesh. And that's why it has all different halachas, some like Kisvei HaKodesh, some not like Kisvei HaKodesh. Right? It all has to be written in front of me, But according to some Tanaim, you don't have to read the whole thing. But it all has to be there. So it's a balance. But that was the language of the Gemara. Megillah nikreis sefer, v'nikreis igeres. That's the good. It has some halachas of kisvi HaKodesh and some igeres. Are you allowed to have extra things in the Megillah? The answer is yes. The Chashuke Chemed discusses right here, Zakein, sheshmiaso nechosha. There was an older person who basically couldn't hear. Could barely hear from the Chazitz. He's going to lay in the Megillah himself. But he can't read it. He's not a bucky in reading it. So he wants to know if he could write in the Nekudos to the Megillah in order to be able to read it in a Torah that apostles the Torah. Now that I have Nekudos in the Torah, why aren't there Nekudos in the Torah? So that the Radvaz has a beautiful tshuva, it's come up a while ago, where he says so that the Torah's meaning is left open. So you can read Sukkim in various different ways, and there's so much magic to the Torah leaving it open. You don't want to close it off. We mentioned this back earlier also on Daf Tes. If you remember the tragedy of the Septuagint, of the Torah being translated into Greek, that's one of the three tragedies we fast for on Asara B'Teves. Why is that so tragic? So you mentioned them, because once it's translated, right, similar to if it has Nekudos, it's limited now. It's limited. We have limited the understandings of the Torah that are possible. So that's why no Nekudos in the Torah. But what about by a Megillah? That's the question. So he quotes, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tafreit Sadi Aleph, Megillah shehi Nekuda. A Megillah that has Nekudos. V'cheinim kasa babadaf arishon brachos upiyutim. Right? What if the brachos are in the Megillah? Ain't a nifsalos b'kach. It's not nifsal. Right? Not nifsal. That's the language of B'dievet. Sheyesh le'ayin and mutter l'nakto l'chadchila. Could he be menakid it l'chadchila or only bidi or bidi ever? Like the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chadchila yuchto brachoseha ba. Mashu didik and mutter af l'chadchila. But he says, the gra over there, afagab to save a Torah nifselis benikud, k'mashakasa b'mesecha sofrim, v'chein ein lichtov abrachos b'sefer Torah, but still b'megillah ein nifsedes, t'logar mechaseros v'yaseros, aval l'chadchila aser. But what about this case? So this guy can't hear. So la arzos kivan shaposkim kasev shol lanaki lechadchila emeinu yachal likros below nikud yinakaid rak as a psukim amakvim as a kriya could go in a fall maybe only be menaki the psukim that are needed that are very problematic in terms of your making the mistake. So he goes through. If you don't have any other choice, it could be possible. But then he says v'yeshna eitzah. I have a different eitzah. I have a different eitzah. Shika kaletet shabokori mumches a megillah. He shall listen to a tape of a mumcha reading the megillah, and he shall listen to the prophet. Like put it on his headphone, on his earphones, not the chazin, and as he hears it, he should say it. Or he should make a see-through paper, which could fit right onto the Megillah, with the Nekudos on it. And they'll be able to holes in it, so you'll be able to see the Megillah, and just have the Nekudos stuck on, but not, like a nylon, but not be menaked it itself. And he discusses other eitzes. Either way, that's to do with the brachas, but b'di'evid, as is mentioned here, the brachos were not possible. Anyway, we're talking about the brachos for Kriyas HaTorah here. So, Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, how to get an aliyah? Do we? Rabbi Meir says, you close the Torah before you make the brachos, because you're worried that people are going to be choshesh, that it has the brachos in the Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you open it, and you leave it at that. So what do we paskin? What should we do? So Tosfos says right here, Tosfos has an important chiddush towards the end of Tosfos Gololo, that even quoting from the Rabbeinu Chananel, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos says, it's better to close it. It's just he allows you to leave it open. But if you look in the last couple of lines of Tosfos, Ula chadchila hu gololo v'sotmo kodem shivarech, kedei shalo yomer ha'amon, shabrachas k'suvos bo, ava bidi eved ein lachush. That's where Rabbi Yehuda's shita is. Shai lo shchichi ame'aretz kol kach ata, ava la'acha shakara bo, but then Tosfos adds, that's point number, chiddush number one of Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda, even he says that you should close it, and number two, what about afterwards? Afterwards, you for sure close it before the brachas. Avala acher shekar ba'avad itzarach legololo kodem shiyavarech ki Rabbi Yehuda or afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. So that is Tosfos's chiddush. If you look at the Rambam, and this is how the Achronim understand, the Rishonim understand the Rambam, doesn't sound that way. There are, according to Yehuda, it's only saying v'di'eved, v'lachachil, it's like a remeir. If you look at the Rambam, again, in Hilchos, Tfila, where all of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah is in Hilchos Tfila. That's interesting also. Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah is not in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's in Hilchos Tfila. Even Shabbos mornings, right? It's part of the Tfila, right? I can't lay at home, Right? I have to have, it's part of the tzibur, it's part of the davening. So in Perek Yud Beis, halacha hey, kalechad ve'echad min akorin, poseach sefer Torah umabit, b'makom shu karebo. You open a sefer Torah and you look where you're reading from. V'achar kach, omer, baruchu az Hashem hamvorach. And you read, baruchu az Hashem hamvorach, and the Rambam continues and says that, but if you medayik in the language of the Rambam, and the Rashba is medayik in the language of the Rambam, against what Tosfos says here, the Rambam says, Parshat Reb Yehuda, umabit b'makom shu karebo, v'achakach omer. Don't say anything about closing it. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva. The Rashba writes in Chelek. This Rashba is in Chelek Hey Simin Yud. He was asked, Tamata on the Rambam. You were Matama on the Rambam. Guess someone who was influenced by Bali Atosva's thinking. That how could he paskin and say, Poseach, Tshuva, Be'emes, Halacha Greb Yehuda, says the Rashba. Ubehedya Ifska B'gamar Hilchus HaKavasei. V'chein Amru B'Yerushalmi. He quotes, V'chein Pasak Arav. Avo Mashakasav, Kishe Yashlim, Gola Sev Torah Mavarech, Yafakivein. What's the problem with keeping the Torah open at the beginning and closing it at the end? L'fishlo nechluku, Rebbe Yehuda, V'Rebbe Akiva, Ela Beba, Yaz Rebbe Akiva, Ela Beba, Likros. Rebbe Yehuda, Savar, the Kiva, Chu Ome Likros, Vitzarachu Liftoach Liros, Heichan Maschil, Acher Sheniftach, Lama Choser V'Golel. Why should you close it before you say it? The imi shem shalo yomru bracha ksuva batorah. The Gemara says bracha lekalimiti. Dakol yodim dein kosim bracha beemsa shel Torah. Hilkach eino tzorach lachzor v'leglobim bracha lekriya. Aval acher shekar lama. But after you lane, hasefer Torah pasuach below kriya. Eino kvodo shel sefer Torah sheiksavo migula beli kriya. And therefore you shouldn't leave it open. So says the Rashba. I think the Rambam is straightforward. You leave it open when you, after you, to kiss, and you then are able to get the aliyah. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? In Kuf Lamed Tes, Shulchan Aruch quotes, Kol haKoren mevarchin lefaneh l'achareh, poseach hasefer kodem sheyivarech, v'roeh hapasek shesorach lahaskel bo, v'achar kach yivarech, Pasha out of the Rambam, that you leave it open. But the Ramah adds, Ubisha'a shemivarech bracha rishona, yahafoch panav alatzad. Shelo yenirek mevarech menatari. Try to have our cake and eat it too. Leave it open, but look to the side, to be overly careful in terms of, be worried about. Which side? That's a discussion. The Ramah says, venirali diyafoch panav sad smolo. Rama says to the tzad small, which is the amin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol. That's what we do. Right, rather, Mishnah Berurah, who yamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, omed lenegdo. Mihu, yesh achronim, but then he quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some achronim shekasva dafichas panavino nachron. Don't turn your head. Demara atzmo kiilu eina mevarech ha-mashi yikarach al-midi achrinah. It's like you're looking away. You're being mevarech, you're concentrating on something else. Damasalik panav mimenu. V'yozer tov la-ha'atzim einav. Shelo lehistakel b'sefer Torah b'shas ha-bracha. No, just go straight and close your eyes. V'yayin b'bir halacha. What did the Bir halacha say? The Bir halacha quotes others that if you want to close it, adif tfei, but halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, she'en mechuyav lasos kein, meaning he quotes Baali atosfos, v'yapizeh no'agin ezeh mekoma sharon v'golem v'akach mevarchin. Mishnah Berurah, Bir halacha ends off, nara nara upashte. Whatever one does is good. Many different minhagim, machlokas tosas and the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch seems to quote the Rambam, but that is what everyone wants. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds something that's not in the Gemara or the Rishonim. Yesh noagin l'shchosu l'hishtachavos be'yis amir sabracha. Shem kavod haTorah. Some bend down because of the kavod haBracha. Because of Eliyahu Rabba, the kapanim lo yishcha rak pasov haBracha. Does he near a kilo mosav al shchios v'chulu? He continues. Then he says, "There's a minhag to others call it minhag to kiss the Torah, minhag to kiss the makom where there is aliyos, where the aliyah starts." In the Piskei Tshuvas, he quotes here: "Noagim l'nanea ma'ata sefer Torah b'shar she'omer menasalanas toraso u'bracha chrona shenasalanas toras ms." Never been hugging. You lift up the Torah a little bit, you kiss the Torah. But what is very crucial, and that is something that not everyone is careful about. We all know about it, and that is one should be careful if one has the minhag of kissing, which is all a minhag. One doesn't have to kiss anything before one gets the aliyah. One's supposed to focus on where one is starting from, but there's no need to touch anything, but one has to make sure not to touch it with any pressure at all, because that would affect the letters and the ink. You know, it's even better, many poskim say, just to kiss the side of the Torah, kiss the rolled up back part of the Torah. You don't have to kiss in that spot. Because that many times, after a while, if you have 100 people to do that, it starts rubbing off the ink, and over time, it's a big problem of the Torah's letters getting rubbed out. It's much safer. This is all a minug. I mean, this counter pressure that overrides the minug, then we have to go by the counter pressure. So just to kiss it on the side, and if one does kiss the anywhere on the Torah, one has to do it very, very gently, so that no words are rubbed out. Okay, that is the different the halachas about seeing and what should one do in terms of making the bracha and the aliyos. One other beautiful thought that is mentioned, the Torah writes, we know we say Asher Bachar Banu before we get an aliyah, and Asher Nasa Lono Torah's MS after, I have to mention one halachic point as well that I forgot to mention, but first we'll do what we're in the middle of. So the Torah quotes, Marpeh Asher Bracha Achrona Kacho, Asher Nasa Lono Torah's MS, V'chai Olam Matav Zacheinu, Pirish Torah's MS, Hi Torah Shebechsav. That came from Hashem. V'chai Olam Matav Zacheinu, Hi Torah Shebalpeh. That is the bracha afterwards. La afuke me osam ha'omrim l'chai olam nit ebesochenu. V'chuluni continues. So the bracha la'achareha is a reference to Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebalpeh. What about the bracha beforehand that we said? Shebachar banu mikol ha'amim v'nasa lanas tarasa. That's describing Mamre Har Sinai. That's only Torah Shebachsav. I think it's the Kaf HaChaim who says that when we get up to the Torah, we see the klaf, we make a bracha, we only think that, oh, what's in front of me is what is here. Right, we read the Torah, we make a bracha on the Torah Shebachsav. After we read the Torah, though, we recognize that there's so much depth to what we have read. There's so many layers of understanding. And that's why we recognize the Torah Shebal Peh. Right after we get the Aliyah, we add in the line, Achaye Olam Nata Pesachenu, which the Torah says here in Kuf Lametes Yud, is a reference to Torah Shebal Peh. There's another interesting halacha that comes up sometimes, and that is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah and the Poskim, and that is, what happens if somebody makes a mistake? By mistake, somebody starts saying, Asher Nasa Lano Torah Semes. So most of the time, we catch it. We correct the person before he finishes. But what if he ran through the whole bracha? And then all of a sudden everybody's like, uh-oh, he said the bracha la'achareha. So what happens then? So it seems that the poskim say that if he said the wrong bracha, he said the la'achareha, first he should say the lofaneha afterwards. As long as, meaning if he said the bracha, if Hashem, once he says that word Hashem, we're finished. That's the end of the bracha, and he should flip it. There are, though, if he didn't say the word Hashem yet, then he should go back. That's Shabbat Harbanu. There are some that say he has to repeat, but it seems like the poskim say, Sari Bracha's Lahakel. Say the Bracha's Lahakel. Once he said the bracha already, then he should just do it, and then flip it, and say the bracha lefaneha in the other position here. Say it, la'acha reha. Okay. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Zeira. Says Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, Halacha, Poseach, as we just says, the Rashba said, Halacha, Poseach, Varoe, Umavarach, Vakore. Right? The Gemara says, Beferis, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The only, item that's not clear is the Machlokas, Tosas in the Rambam. Well, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is only saying that Bidi Eved, what about Lachadchila? So that was the, Machlokas that we mentioned. Valema Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't we just say the Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? Why do we have to say the Shita? Mishum da Afchilahu. Same thing, that's why this is right here, because again, the Mesoras are not clear exactly who said what, so we want to make sure that the Shita is clear, even if the authors of those Shitos are not 100% clear. We continue. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, Haluchos v'Habimos ein bohem mishum kedusha. Remember, we already had. We had back on Daf Chavav the Brisa that's mechalik between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. The beginning of second Daf in this parak. Tashmishei Mitzvah have to be treated properly while they're being used, but then they can be discarded. Tashmishei Kedusha have to be buried, nignazin. Anything that's connected to the Ksav of Torah is Tashmishei Kedusha. Anything that services, a mezuzah, tefillin, or Sefer Torah. So what about luchos? What are the luchos here? Not 100% clear what luchos means. Rashi says it means some type of covering of books. Rashi on the fourth wide line on top. Lo yadati mahein. Not exactly sure what luchos is being referred to here. We're not talking about the luchos of Eidos. What a luchos? The Yesh Mefarshin, Rashi says, Hema asuyin lesfarim shalanu she'enon asuyin begilyon. They're a type of book covers. Right, we have books and you have the boards on the, you have a sefer that's written and the boards on the top and the front and the back. That's what the Rashi is talking with the luchos. Tosfos says that luchos is referring to the empty parts of the cloth, where the cloth does not have writing on it. Top Tosfos, Pirish Ba'aruch, Gilyone Sefer Torah, Shelamala, Vishelamata, Vishel Bein Daf Ladaf, between the columns. Right, sometimes you have the empty part of the cloth. The Rivid, is quoted in the Chachmei Asvarad here, in the Rashba, in the Ritva. The Rav is quoted as saying, well, maybe it's the place where the Baal Kore stands. It's a type of platform that the Baal Kore stands on, a luach. Okay? Vehabimos, that will connect to the next line. Vehabimos is also a type of platform, Rashi says. Maybe it's referring to the bima. Rashi has the singular, bima, not bimos. Bima, Rashi says, the bima that they made for the melech to stand on when he read Parshas HaMelech, right, when he read the, at the, by Hakel, when he read the Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. So, Ein Bem Shem Kedusha, that's too much removed. That's a tashmish to tashmish. It services the melech, which reads the Torah. Or it's the empty parts of the cloth. So it doesn't serve the rest of the cloth, and doesn't have the inherent kedusha of the rest of the cloth. So ein ben mishim kedusha, that doesn't have kedusha. If you look on the side, we have another girsa of the Rosh, doesn't have kedusha as our own, v'yesh ben kedusha as beis haknesses. It has some type of kedusha as part of the shul, right? That would fit into the Ravid's, suggestion of makom, the makom amida of the Baal Kore. Amar of Shvatya, Amar of Yochanan, HaGolel Sefer Torah, Tzarech Sheyamidenu Ala Tefer. If somebody is being Golel, which could mean the Magbiah, somebody is taking care of putting back the Sefer Torah, he has to make sure that he gets the seam in the middle. Make sure the seam is in the middle. Rashi says, because it'll be able to be tighter if the seam is in the middle, right? If it's appropriately put away. The Rif says that Chas V'Shalom, if it rips. If it rips, you want the seam to be in the middle, so it could rip on a seam and not a cloth, and not the cloth itself. As we know, when one is magbia, one, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, not just as good advice, but this is what has to be done. You have to have the seam in the middle. We have to always make sure. Every magbia has to make sure that it's being done for Kavod HaTorah and not for Kavod HaMagbia. Right, one has to always make sure that they are in that, and every gabbai has to know when they give somebody to do hagba. It has to be somebody who knows how to do hagba properly and halachically, and therefore the tefer always has to be in the middle in order to give kavod haTorah, to make sure that I care so much about the Torah that I'm going to pick it up, so that chas v'shalom, if something happens, it is repairable. The Yomer Rav Shvatya, Yomer Rav Yochanan. Rav Shvatya said, in the name of Rav Yochanan, a couple of halachas about Hagba and Galila. Hagolo Sefer Torah. Gololo mi bachutz, vein gololo mi bifnim. What does this line mean? Imagine, Rashi says, if I have a Sefer Torah, not like we have, that where we roll it in front of us, the two sides bringing it to the middle in front of us, but imagine I have a scroll on my lap, and I'm rolling it towards me. Says the Gemara, when you roll it, you should support. Rabbi Yochanan says, you should roll it from the outside in, hold it on the outside, and roll it towards you, so that the inside is being supported by me, and the outside, I'm pulling towards me. Because if I did it the opposite way, I'm rolling it from the inside, then the outside could fall down on the floor. And it's not Kavod HaTorah. And therefore, I should position it, lean it on my body, and then roll in. Ukeshu mahatko, and once it is already tightened, and I'm doing the finishing touches, mahatko mi bifnim, mahatko mi bachutz. I should put the finishing touches on from the inside and not the outside. Rashi explains that's based on a Masechta Sofer, that I'm not supposed to put my hands over the open parts of the Torah. Right, Shlo Yechase, Rashi quotes, Shlo Yechase Ksav Bizro Osav. I shouldn't be covering open Ksav of the Torah with my arms. Shemitzvah Laharos is a Ksav Elam, because it should always be visible. It's always covered at Torah, that if the Torah is open, it's visible. And there's nobody leaning, other purpose, over the Torah. Obviously, if there's a Baal Kore and has to lean over the Torah a little bit to be able to read the Torah, that's fine, but we don't want the arms covering the Korah. Eina mahatcho mi bachutz. From Rav Shvatya, Omer Rav Yochanan, Asar shakara batorah, hagadol shabem golo sefer Torah. 10 people are reading the Torah. Obviously, we had before that one of the items that require a minion, the Mishnah tells us, is Kriyas HaTorah. So, the gadol shabahem is goal of the Sefer Torah, does what we call Hagba. The post can say bizvana zeh lav dafka. We give it to anybody as long as one can do a proper hagba. The hagololo no does schar kulan, and the one who is golel takes the schar of all of them. Damar Rabbi Shimon Levi, asar shikar b'torah, hagolos sefer Torah, kibol schar kulan. Unbelievable! Somebody who does hagba and rolls the Torah gets the schar of all of them. Kulan schar kulan salgadaitach. Is that really true? Nobody else in the minion gets any reward for being at the minion. Everything is done to the magbia. Ela emano ki bel schar kineged kulan. No, it means everybody gets their own schar, but the magbia also gets kineged kulam, because it is a beautiful maaseh, beautiful action that he did. What does that mean? Number one, the Bach says, because there's a lot to be careful about when one does Hagbah, so because he's focusing on a lot of different elements, being Magbia, so that's why he gets a lot of Schar, but really it's probably based on the Ramban. Based on the Ramban and Parshas Kisavo, the Ramban's idea. Ramban's idea in Kisavo, the Ramban on the Pasuk, Arur Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Azos La'Asos Osam. Cursed is the one that does not uphold the Torah. Not Yikayim, Yakim. The Ramban points out, it's Yakim. Yakim is affirming, not fulfilling, as we would translate it into English. Says the Ramban, Arur Asher Lo Yakim. Kan Kalal, he quotes Rashi, and then he says, Lofi Daiti. Ki HaKapala Azos She Yodeh B'mitzvos B'libo. V'yiyu Be'enav Emes. I mean, the opposite of Arur is Baruch. What do we have to do in life to be making the Torah? How will you make him? How do you lift up the Torah? By affirming the veracity of the Torah. That's what this pasuk is referring to in the positive. V'yamin, and I have to believe. I might falter. I might sin. I might violate certain mitzvos, but I believe in them. V'yamin shaho oseh osan yiulo schar v'tova, and I believe that anybody who does the mitzvos gets schar via over alehen yonesh, and anybody violates will be punished. V'myachpar ba'achas mehen, if I deny any of them, otia be'inav batala lo'olam, and I think any of them is nullified, I believe in 612. This one doesn't make sense to me. I don't think God gave it. I don't believe in it. Hinei hu arur. That's terrible. Avalam avar alachas behem. If I violate one of them, einenu b'chir mazeh. You're not included in this arur. Ki lo amar akasav asher lo ya'aseh es divrei HaTorah azos, ela amar asher lo yakim es divrei HaTorah azos la'asos. Kitam, like, kimu v'kiblu hayehudim. Of course, the pasuk in the Megillah. V'inei u'cheir ma'mor dimakofrim. So it's a cheirim on the deniers. But then the Ramban, at the end of his piece, that's according to the Yerushalmi, he says, v'amar al derech agada, in the agadato, this pasuk is referring to the Magbiyah. V'linira ala chazen she'no mekim sefer Torah ala tzibur, and he quotes here the Masechah Sofrim, Laharos pneksi vasalakol. You have to show the ksav to everyone. Kamoshim first mezakas sofrim shemagbiin oso mare pneksi vasol laam haomdim liyamino v'lismalo, to show everyone to the right and to the left. Derech agav. There is a machlokas. How are you supposed to do hagba? Elu ve'elu. To the right. What does to the right mean? You're always supposed to go to the right. Does that mean to show the Torah to the people on the right, which means you go to the left, or does it go that you go to the right first? So the language of the Masechah Sofrim, which the Ramban quotes, is La'am ha'omdim liyamino ulismolo, which means left first. U'machziro lefanav l'acharav shemitzvah l'chol anashim v'hanashim. Interesting, it says the men and the women are able to see Hagba. Lir'os ha'kasuv v'lechroa v'lomar, and to bend down when they see it and say v'zos ha'tor asher sa Moshe v'chein nohagin. Right, the minhag of putting up a finger, the pinky, whatever it is, or the pointer, v'zos ha'tor, that is a later in the Achronim. The Rishonim, though, the Ramban has here, v'lechroa v'lomar, to bend down at least a little bit when we see the Torah and say v'zos ha'tor asher sa Moshe. That's the Ramban, meaning there's a great significance to lifting up the Torah. Everybody's eye is caught by the Torah, and therefore one has to be careful to take advantage of it, and that's why the Magbiyah is crucial. The Magbiyah is crucial. The Chazonish was once asked, when it says Golel, does that also refer to the one who is Golel Mamish? We have Hag Ben Galila. So the Chazonish said, it's going on both. It goes on both. Let someone think that Galila is beneath them. And when they're asked by the Gabbai to do Galila, they say no because they think to themselves that they are Hagba men. Do I look like a Galila man to you? I'm a Hagba man. Lest someone, Chas v'Shalom, have that attitude, you know, we have to realize that to be Golo the Torah is also a tremendous chus and keneged schar keneged kulam, says the Chazon Ish. I've mentioned often that I once had at my house for Shabbos someone who was just becoming frum, and he was offered to have Galila in the shul. It was the highlight of his Shabbos. He said, I'm going to roll the Torah. I'm going to, really, me? Ready? Unbelievable. He was so excited. Right? And now we've lost the magic. We've lost we don't have the proper Ashkafa. Anything in terms of Kisvei HaKodesh and giving cover to the Torah is amazing. And the Chazon Ish said, even Hag Ben Galila are both included in the Kibel Schar Keneged Kulam. According to this, you shouldn't give it to a child? No, okay. We want to include the children as well, to give them Schar and to get them, in the proper Chinuch. Weiter, Vamar of Shvat Yom Rabbi Yochanan, more from the same person. Minayin Shemishtam Shem Baskol. How do we know that we could use a baskol? What does that mean? Use a baskol? What if you don't know what the halach is? You could wait for a baskol. Right, we've discussed that sugya. It's a major sugya. We generally do not paskin from a baskol. Right, Gemara Bamatzia Nuntes. Tanur Shalachnai, Rabbi Yehoshua stood up when there was a basko that said, Allah Chazak B'Lazar, and he said, Lo Bashamayim He. So what does this mean? So it obviously cannot mean that you could use a baskol to teach you halacha. So what is? It says Rashi. Rashi obviously implicitly is dealing with that problem. Mishtamshe bebaskol im belibo lahaschil davar. You want to start something. Vishama kol ohein olav. And you heard, you're not supposed to wait for something, but let's say you're about to do something and all of a sudden you heard a heavenly voice that says yes, yes, or no, no. V'ein kamishom nechush. You're allowed to follow that voice. It's not called nichush. It's not the iser daraisa of losanachashu of following signs that come from a source other than a pure source, other than a kadosh source. So, mishtash b'baskol, if you happen to hear the baskol, how do you know that? Again, not looking for a baskol, but if you happen to have it, shene'emar, v'aznecha tishmana davar me'acharecha le'mar. You heard something from behind you saying, v'hanimili d'shama kol gavra b'masav kol itza b'davra. But also, one should know, it's only if you hear an unusual voice. You hear a woman's voice in the desert. What's a woman doing in the desert? You hear a man's voice in the city that seems to be coming from far away, but you're able to hear it. So it's also unusual. And it's also only if it's doubled. If it's yes, yes, and no, no. Only if something is doubled, you know it is really serious. Where do we know that from? We know that from Paro. Right? What does Yosef tell Paro? Val hishanos achalom. Right, why do you happen twice? Because Mamar Lakin Lasoso, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill it soon, but that is in terms of baskols. What did the Goyen HaShas say here? We can even guess what he says, because he writes this 4 or 5 times in Shas. Whenever the word baskol comes up, he says, ah, look in Tosas Yantif in Yavamis. Tosas Yantif in Yavamis is commenting on the Tosvos in Meseches Sanhedrin. Tosfos in Meseches Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Aleph deals with, why is it called a baskol and not a ben kol? And why is it called a bas kol? What about just a kol? Says Tosvos, Yesh Omrim, Shelo Hayu Shomin Kol Ayotze Min Hashamayim. A bas kol, you didn't really hear a voice from heaven. Ela mitoch oso kol, yotze ko acher. Kemo pa'amim sha'adam makev bakalach v'shomea kol acher, yotze mimenu l'mirachok. What we would call an echo. Why is it called a bas kol? It's not a direct voice from heaven. It is an echo of a voice from heaven. Va'oso kol ha'yishomim lakach korin oso bas kol. That's what it's called, a bas kol. Gilyan HaShas right there on the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Look at the Tosfos Yantav in Yavamis. And what does he say right here? Look at Tosfos Yantav in Yavamis. So if he says that a number of times, behooves us to look at the Tosfos Yantav in Yavamis. There the Tosfos Yantav deals with another question. Tosfos says, why is it bas kol and not just kol? Tosfos Yantav in Yavamis, why is it bas kol and not ben kol? Why is it the feminine? And this is asked by the Rishonim in various contexts. Why is it yesh eim l'mikra and yesh eim l'mesorah, not yesh av l'mikra? Why is it binyan av and not binyan eim? Right? Each one of these is discussed by the Mefarshim. See, the Tosfos Yantav in Yavamis deals with, where in Yavamis is it going to be? There's only one mishnah in Yavamis that discusses bas kol. That's where it's going to be. If a woman hears from a bas kol that her husband died, could she get remarried? Parak, the 16th parak in Yavamis. So they are using the lashon of baskol in the Mishnah. So says the Tosfos Yantav. Vinirali shehu shem mushal mi baskol sheniskar harbi pamim bedivrei chazal. Baskol here in Yavamis doesn't really mean a baskol. This woman hears, you know, something. It doesn't mean that there's a voice from heaven talking to her. She might hear that so-and-so died. Somebody screams it out. And then she never found the source of the voice. But, so it's borrowed. But what is that borrowed? We're interested in the model. Shehu kol sheneshtamshu bo la'achar shepaska ha'nevuah. It's a voice that they used after nevuah finished in the times of the Amoraim, or the Tanaim also. V'hu kol mechudash l'shaito me'habore yizbarach. A real baskol comes from Hashem. Lohodia sodo li'reyav. To let people know What's going on? A certain message. Va'oso kol karuhu basko. The Kasu Tosa is Perkama de Meseches Sanhedrin. He quotes the Tosa that we just said. And then he quotes, V'li nere shenikra basko lefi she'eno kol lo kol elav. Kamo shenemar v'yishmasako midaberi lov shezenevu amamish avakol zesh anubo hu me'eno vidugmaso bimadrega. Excuse me, but Madrega Lamata Mimenu. It's less than a real call from heaven. Lakakaru Baskol Shehi Habasla Avia Ulitashus Kocha, and to show the weakened state that this isn't really, really direct from Hashem. It's not like Navua. You even call it Baskol with a feminine. As we know, whenever you want to show weakness, it's shown the feminine, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Tasha Skocha Kanakeva, when he said Kacha Atoseli, what he writes in In Shmos, right? Kinu yisbara plush in a keva imlo yaseh imo niflosa v'chenata motzei suri lachateshi v'chulu. It quotes other examples. That's why it's baskel and avenkel, because it's to emphasize the weakened level of connection that this represents as compared to Ruach HaKodesh, as compared to Nevuah. Obviously, it's much stronger than anything else we've heard bizman hazeh. But even then, in the time right after Nevuah, it was weaker. Okay. I'm not going to get into now the issues of passing from a baskol, but that is obviously a crucial topic that we have touched on in the past. More from the same person. Anybody who reads without ni'ima. What does that mean? Rashi says, Tom Amikros, the trup. Somebody lanes without the trup. Right? Not good. Vishoneh below zimra. If somebody learns without singing it in a tune. Right, if you learn without singing it, without a tuneful, without the maybe that means the proper attitude. So then it's a problem. What about koi below ni'ima? So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that the tami hamikra are not ma'akev, and unless it changes the meaning of a word. But tami hamikra are not ma'akev. But obviously it goes back all the way to the times of the Tanakh. Right, the Gemara says in the Darm that Ezra, right, had the ta'amim. I have to read it with the ta'amim and learning. With a tune. Says the Gemara, Baskava Abai, Mishum de lo yadel of Sume Kala, Mishpatim lo yichyu bahem karit be. Because he doesn't know how to sing nicely. He doesn't know how to have a nice tune. What? It's terrible. So, Ela Kedra Misharshia. I think that pasuk is referring to something else. To Omar, Shneitam de Chacham and Mayoshim Birachas. You have two great rabbis in one city. They know Chinzel at Zeba Halacha. They don't discuss Torah between them. Right? There's no Torah that passes between them. Aleim HaKasav Omer. V'gamani Nasati Lem Chukim Lo Tovim U'Mishpatim Lo Yichyu Bahem. Right? You have to have connection. The Marsha. Interesting. Marsha L'Shitasa. The Marsha here says, because even if you're learning separately, you're not going to come to the MS unless you're learning with each other to bounce ideas off of and to talk to others, getting their feedback. Right? So it's L'Shitasa. Why is it L'Shitasa? Oh, the Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas says that the Shechina is with 10 people learning, and even with three people learning, and even one person learning. Even if one person is learning. So says the Gemara, if it is powerful enough to bring the Shechina, that even one person, so what do you mean, more than one person, so what's the difference? No, more than one person is written it down in Sefer HaZichronos. And one person is not. What does that mean? Stoz says, one shot there, the Marsha there says, because if it's only one person learning, it's probably not worthy to be written down, because he probably didn't get to the MS. Somebody's learning by themselves. Masha Enkein, if somebody learns with some others. And it could be that Bizman Hazeh with others is called with Svarim also. It's at least partially. If I'm learning myself is one thing, but if I'm learning with the Rishonim and the Achronim, that's learning with people, because I see what I'm saying is true, if I could interpret the sources properly. What's so bad about Shona below Zimra? Tosva says, Shayirgin Lashanos HaMishnayis B'Zimra. They used to learn the Mishnayis with a tune. Levisha Yishonin Osan Alpeh, Vaydekacha Yinis Kerem Yoser. They used to learn the Mishnayis by heart, and because they learned the Mishnayis by heart, they always had a tune which would help them learn Mishnayis by heart. There's a very important Tosva Tiferes Yisrael. We've mentioned this Tiferes Yisrael in the past. Tiferes Yisrael in Arachin. Oh, the most important one in Arachin, where he discusses this idea. He quotes his Gemara about learning always with a song, and he says, this helps us explain why sometimes you have Mishnayos that are so not understandable. And you have words used there that the Gemara says really mean something totally different. And why did they change the Chisurei Mechzeres? To fix it, to make us understand what the Mishnah means. Says the Tiferes Yisrael there in Arachin, in the fourth parak, because they used to say things in tune, and therefore if you messed up the words, if you changed the words, even if it's difficult to understand, they're not going to remember. They already had these tunes that help them remember it. Av umehai taima, says the Tiferes Yisrael, av shoye chisuri mechzera, hinichu kach, mi demuvan memela, dem lonken ye maisa listar, dem hayim avalbilim hamilos, yizbalbel hashir hamiyuchadla, viyizbalbel hazikaron, vitishtakach hamishnachas v'shalom, ubedavar zeh yituritz kama kushios v'dikdukim, v'shamor zeh, says the Tiferes Yisrael, remember this. Dim gam barov pa'amim munachim pininim yikarim b'shinu ilashan atana al kalpanim b'makam shlo yadanu tam acher nistapek es atzmeinu b'tam zeh shu gamkein amiti ba'atzmo. There are other reasons why we might not have changed Chisurim Echzera, but that is what I will leave you with, says the Tiferes Yisrael. Okay, we continue. Last skinny line. Right, we didn't think that we'd have 50 minutes of an only Omen Aleph Shir, but Got to learn for 15 minutes, Baruch Hashem. Am Rabbi Parnach, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Kala Ochei Sefer Torah Arum. Nikbar Arum. If somebody holds a Sefer Torah Arum, what does that mean? What does it mean? It means we're not supposed to touch the Sefer Torah with on our bare hands. That's why whenever we touch a Torah, usually we touch it with a talus, we touch it with a gartel. There is a machlokas we've shown him between Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos and the Mordechai. What if I wash my hands? What about with Netilas Yadayim? I did Netilas Yadayim. I still can't touch the Torah. So the Rama is machmir. The Rama in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah and Kuf Mem Zayin, he is machmir again. What's the reason? Because it's covered a Torah, right? The more we can't, the more closed off something is, the more kedusha that reflects, right? The more kodesh kodashim is the most kadosh. We hardly went got close to it. So that if we don't touch the Torah, that's covered a Torah. So it's we realize it's not a run of the mill item. It is a covered a Torah. Besides the lamaisa. Problems of possibly rubbing things out. Okay. So, kol ochel sefer Torah, arum nikar arum. Anybody who touches a sefer Torah inappropriately, naked, meaning with a bare hand, should be buried naked. Arum salkadaydach, really? It's so terrible? Ela ema nikar arum below mitzvahs. No, it means naked without mitzvahs. Below mitzvahs salkadaydach, really? Touching a sefer Torah with your bare hands takes away all your mitzvahs? No, it just means you lose the mitzvah that you were trying to do. Meaning, if I'm trying to like straighten out the Torah, so then I lose the mitzvah of straightening out the Torah if I didn't do it in the proper way. Meaning, if it's possible, I have to touch it through an indirect way. That's what Tosfos says right here in the name of the Rifa. That's what it means. Whatever mitzvah you're trying to do, you will lose if you did it in this way. Amar Rabbanai, Breid Rabbanai, Saba, Mishmei Rabbanai, Rabba. Right, three yanais, mutaf tigola mitpachas la yigola sefer Torah. It's better to be golel the mitpachas, right, and not be golel the sefer Torah. Meaning that, put the wrapping of the Torah and put the wrapping around it and then tie that rather than to try to move the Torah around once the mitpachas is around it. Fine. Last section. Vaydaber Moshe Moadei Hashem Bnei Yisrael Mitzvoson Sheyikorin Osan Kol Echad VeEchad Bizmano. Right, as we had at the end of the last Mishnah on yesterday's daf. That is the source for Kriyas HaTorah. Tana Rabbanan Moshe Tikin Lam LeYisrael Sheyishol LeVadarshim Midyano Shel Yom Hilchos Pesach BePesach Hilchos Atzeres BAtzeres Hilchos Chag BeChag. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Pesachin Sheyishol VeDoresh on every Yontif the day of about that Yontif. Well, we've discussed in the past. Back on where this came up on Dav Dalet, we discussed how does this fit together with the other line in the Gemara that says we're supposed to learn about the Yontif Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. Is it the day of or is it 30 days before? Various answers given by the Achron, and the Beis Yosef has a couple of answers to this question. And all the Beis Yosef and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha all discuss this in the first Siman in Hilchas Pesach. Some are machali between Pesach and the other Chagim. Well, Pesach you got to spend 30 days because there's so much, but all other Chagim one doesn't have to. Or others say, well, the Gra says on Pesach and Sukkot versus Shavuos. Pesach and Sukkot has a lot. The Ran says, really, this is the only halacha. Right? The halacha, Shloshim Yom, really, there's no chiyuv. It just means regarding Shoel Ke'inyan, meaning when is it considered a pertinent question that if you have two questioners at the same time, you answer the one that is relevant first. So that's before Pesach, 30 days before Pesach, or any other holiday, it's called a Shoel Ke'inyan, but there's nothing significant about the Shloshim Yom. Okay, a couple of answers given. The Maharsha here is Meir. Why isn't it talking about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? It said Hilchas Pesach, and Hilchas Chag. Only Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. What about Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah? Hilchas Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur? Says the Maharsha, because those are like every day. Yom HaDin, we have to view every day as Yom HaDin. We have to view every day as Yom Kippur. And therefore, you know, that's why it doesn't say, because every day we can be osek in tshuva and in tefillah. The Chashuk Echem in here also discussed, he says, if there's one mesechta that a person has a choice to learn like really well and have it with him, is there any adifas for one over the other? So he says, no. But he says, maybe this Marsha is a little bit, you know, it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur every day, so maybe Yuma and Rosh Hashanah. Those are somewhat special. Either way, I think any mesechta that grabs a person, it's an appropriate time. The Sharm Sianah Balacha answers the Marsha's question in a different way. It says, why is there Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur here? On the other Chagim, there's Simchas Yontif. At Simchas Yontif, there's a chash that we might, be mezalzel. That's why we dafka have to have extra warning and extra focus on those days. You're not going to be mezalzel, and therefore one doesn't need it. Just to end with the Ben Yehoyada, Moshe Ben Yehoyada points out, he says, isn't there an extra word? Moshe Tikein LeYisrael. What does it mean? Moshe Tikein Lohem LeYisrael. What's the Lohem? So Ben Yoyada has a couple of pshatim, but just to tell you the one-liner that he has. He has a couple of pshatim. What exactly is this lahem teaching me? He gets it. It's good for them. He gets into some lumdis, but then he says, "Va'o nirali lirmoz b'tevas lahem shurashi tevas lahavi melech hamashiach." That's lahem. Ki b'schus hadrashos she'osin b'regalim she'bohem nikbatzim b'nasafim amrav yeh b'hadras melech v'az yicholo l'schus ha'torah shel hadrashos eila l'havi melech ha'mashiach v'zeo sh'amru tikin lan l'Yisrael. Pirish tikin l'havi melech ha'mashiach l'Yisrael. She'sholim v'darshim minyan shel yom hilchas pesach v'chulu l'hachi nachat pesach b'resha ki b'nisa nigalu u'b'nisan asidin l'igayel. Okay, that takes us. Ben Yoyada helps us finish off Maseches Megillah. Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up next time with Maseches Moedot.